The word of God has been chosen to be laid on your hearts this morning for your meditation and application to your daily faith life. It's found recorded in Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 26. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." In Christ Jesus, dear fellow students of the Word, fellow redeemed in Christ, Martin Luther says this about our text. It's the most obscure in the Old Testament. Another commentator says it's one of the weirdest and most spectacular occasions in all of the scriptures. It's unprecedented, never repeated, and yet spiritually, it happens every day. Mortal man wrestling with immortal God. It must have been quite shocking for Jacob. He had separated his family on two sides of the Jabbok River, went in the ford in the middle of the river, and suddenly a man comes up to him, grabs him, throws him to the dirt, and begins to wrestle with him. As he wrestles throughout the night, Jacob realizes that this is no mere mortal. Jacob asks the man to bless him. The man changes Jacob's name to Israel. The man doesn't tell him what his name is, and the man blesses him. That's not a human. At the end of the struggle, Jacob then says, "I'm going to call this place Peniel, because I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." So who is the man? The man was the Son of God, prior to his incarnation as Jesus, the God-man. The angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord appeared to other people in the Old Testament, Abraham, Sarah, Hagar, Joshua, Gideon, Moses, but never like this, rolling around in the dirt, wrestling for hours on end. So we can say from our scripture reading this morning that on the banks of the Jabbok, Jacob wrestled with the pre-incarnate Jesus, and Jacob won. Wow. Well, in a sense, this event is foreshadowing the words of Paul in Philippians 2, that Jesus, though he were God, or was God, emptied himself of his godly powers in the form of a human wrestler, humbled himself by refusing to win the fight against Jacob. He allowed himself to be defeated. The omnipotent God limited his power and his strength so that Jacob might have the opportunity to win. And we're told Jacob would not let him go. Even though his hip was out of joint, even though he was in severe pain, he said, "I won't let you go unless until you bless me." So is this a picture of Calvary? When Jesus was taken by human hands and crucified on the cross, Paul writes in Philippians, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." He whom Jacob pinned to the ground in a wrestling match in defeat would someday be nailed to the cross in deadly defeat. But in that deadly defeat of his, Jesus cried, "It is finished." All humanity was blessed. All of us Jacobs received the blessing of forgiveness. It's done. God is lost. We have won. Sins forgiven. The Son of God died so that we would live. And that was God's plan already from eternity. The cross was not only the destination of Jacob's journey, it's the destination of every single one of us in our journeys from the beginning of time with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Jesus would be defeated, have his heel bruised, but in so doing, He would crush Satan. In Hebrews 12:2, we read this about our Savior, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus allowed himself to be defeated and damned and killed and separated from his Father for the joy that it would bring each of us. His defeat was his delight, because his death is our life. Down to the dirt, Jesus went with Jacob. Up on the cross, Jesus went for every single one of us. We alluded earlier that this episode, event of wrestling with Jesus, really occurs pretty much every day. We wrestle with the Lord, and we pray to our God in Jesus' name. Jesus wants us to pray continually, without ceasing. As we mentioned last month in our chapel, one of the characters of prayer is to remind God, hold God to his promises. Remind him of his promises and take him at his word. The Son of God was delighted for Jacob to say, I will not let you go unless you bless me. God didn't want Jacob, nor does he want any of us to be timid with him. He delights to let us win victories over him on the basis of humble, repentant, fervent, believing prayer. Jacob clung in faith to his Lord and to his promises, and he received the blessing. Here are times when God appears to us as though he's our opponent too. We go through dark moments when we don't see his mercy, we don't see his loving face, because we see our sins and see his anger over our sins. But Jacob held on to the Lord, even when he appeared as his opponent, and he won a blessing. We will have the same experience when in faith we learn to say, Jesus, my Savior, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Amen. Hymn 365, verses 1, 3, and 5.